The Machaber discusses the dimensions of the length and the width of a sukkah. The name of the siman is Shlo Tihe Pachos Min Shival Shiva, which is basically what the very beginning of this siman states. The sukkah she'en ba Shival Shiva Psul, specifically with regard to tfachim or handbreadths between 3 and 4 inches, different opinions. Nonetheless, if a sukkah is less than 7 tfachim by 7 tfachim, that is too small of a sukkah, and that is considered to be psula. And the Mishnah Berurah over here discusses that this is actually one of the few places in Halacha or Shas that even though we do have a machlokas, a dispute between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, which of course we know we typically do hold like the opinion of Beis Hillel, here we hold like Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel, more lenient, allowed a smaller sukkah of 6x6. We require 7x7 like the opinion of Beis Shammai. Dezehu hashihir shemachzik rosh avrubo shel adam b'shulchan tefach. The way that they used to recline when they ate, and therefore, if we can envision a person who's lying down or reclined, that their head and the majority of their body, as well as a small section of their table, which is at least a tefach, long and wide, that would equal the 7th tefachim. And the whole dispute, as the Gemara in Sukkah, there's only two disputes over there, is whether or not you require the 7th tefach, which means you can have the minimal size of 6x6, or as we hold like Beis Shammai, 7x7, or could actually be referring to a very large sukkah, and the question of whether or not a person actually needs to physically have their table in that sukkah, because of, as Beis Shammai says, the concern, Gezeira Shema Yimashech Acher Shulchano, maybe you'll be drawn after your table, and you'll lean out of your sukkah and start eating out, and therefore that's the reason why he holds, as well as we do, that a person needs to have the minimum dimensions, and the shulchan, the table, must be within the sukkah. The Mishnah Berurah then says, unlike the opinion of Tosfos in the first chapter in Sukkah, he says, "Debein ba'orech uvein barochav lo yechser mishiva tefachim." The length and the width both must be at least 7. The alkein im betzad echad pachos mishiva tefachim, and betzad hasheni orech harbe yoser lo mahani lozeh. You can imagine for a moment a sukkah which is not very wide, maybe let's call it only a foot or so, which is certainly less than 7 tefachim. And yet the other way, the length is, let's say, 30 tefachim, where it's extremely long, but not very wide. So maybe you would think when it says 7x7, it just means in square footage or square tefachim. No, which is actually what Tosfos brings down as a possibility. But we do not hold like that. It's necessary that the length and the width must be 7x7. It doesn't make a difference if the length is, well, lengthy, and the width is not. It's necessary that both apply. So that's the minimum size of the sukkah. And the Mishnah Berurah then quotes also the words of the Magen Avraham and says, "Afil sukkah gedola harbe," which we mentioned, the other dispute, if you have a very large sukkah, "Umakam echad yesh karen echad moshach lifnim she'ein bo shival shiva," but there's this little corner, this little crack or crevice with inside your sukkah, which the length and width, because of the angle way it's set up, is very narrow and very small. Also, leishav sham, you are not allowed to sit under that part of the sukkah, kivan shehamakam sarlo l'shevasham, because it's too tight and too uncomfortable, and that's not considered to be a proper dira, a proper place for one to dwell. So that's the minimal dimensions. And then the next halacha addresses the question which all of us have been wondering, which was the question on the website: what is a possibility of having a sukkah with less than or two walls or less, and yet still being kosher? The Mechaber says, in the following case, imhi agula, if it is a sukkah which is not square, rectangular, where we have actual walls, but rather it is a circle, a circular sukkah, So even though technically there's only one wall because there's no corners, nonetheless, sarech sheheba kedei lirabeya shiva al shim. And the Gemara discusses at great length that just as long as one could put in a square, not necessarily you have to, but if you can measure, take your tape measure, and if you have within the circle a square within the circle of 7 by 7 tefachim, that's enough. So obviously that type of a sukkah is going to be a lot larger than just a 7 by 7 square all by itself because of the circle which around it there's additional space. And because of this, the Gemara actually discusses how large is that small circle that actually that's considered to be a valid sukkah. So the Mishnah Berurah says as follows. He says, with regard to this square, which you don't actually have to physically put a square in it, but as long as it does measure that amount, then you're all set. Says the Mishnah Berurah, v'chol ha-sukkah k'sher le'sheba. You shouldn't think that the only place in that circular sukkah you can sit is the imaginary square inside it. And however, that which would be outside of that square in that circle, which again, there's no actual square there, but the outside of the measurements, maybe you cannot sit within that part of your circular sukkah. The Mishnah Berurah says that's not the case. The chol ha-sukkah k'sher le'sheba, but you can sit under all of it. The ein sarach l'samsem le'sheb davka b'soch haribu. You don't have to be so precise and say, I have to sit within this area. You can sit anywhere within that sukkah, just as long as that shows that this is the minimal dimensions, the length and the width. And the Mishnah Berurah thing goes in a little more detail, and he says, which the Gemara gets into at great length, he says, what does it mean 7 by 7? Now, even though if you study the Gemara over there in Sukkah, it doesn't talk about 7 by 7, even though we already mentioned two opinions, actually a third opinion, which we also don't hold, like that the Sukkah's minimal size is 4 by 4 cubits, 4 by 4 amot. And that's what the Gemara discusses over there, but the same ideas and measurements are utilized here in the Mishnah Berurah. He says, "V'chut sovev esrim v'tisha tfachim u'shnei chamishim." He says the amount of the circumference of this circle, if you want to be exact, which of course we always are, is 29 2/5 tfachim, 29.4 tfachim, and believe it or not, maybe we'll spend a minute discussing how we got to that number. Nochol rabeah b'socha shiva al shiva. If with the circumference of that circle is 29.4 tfachim, then you know that you could physically put in it a square which has the dimensions of 7 by 7. We'll discuss why in a second. V'hu adin kishoose bas chamesh or yoser. Let's say you decide you're teaching shapes to your children. Instead of building a square rectangular sukkah, you want to build an octagon sukkah. That's obviously not an issue. Same idea. You have to be able to put in that square of 7 by 7. Now, 29.8, how does he get to that particular number? So, again, if you would imagine that there's a square with inside that circle, based on the Gemara discusses the Pythagorean theorem, which is named after a Greek mathematician that was able to calculate 3 squared plus 4 squared equals 5 squared, which is another way of saying it, or 9 plus 16 equals 25. Which the way the Gemara discusses this is, if you look in a square, it would be, if you'd imagine it would just be one tefach from one corner to the next, the diagonal will be 1.4. So for that same argument, if you would have set a 7 by 7, which is the square, so if it's 7 from one corner to the next, then the diagonal will be 7 times 1.4 or 9.8. And that's not exact. In fact, if we would study the Tosos over there in Sukkah, he has a diagram, a 10 by 10 diagram of little blocks, and he shows this square, which is not, there's a square, which is 10 by 10, and then it has another square within it, which is tilted. And obviously, since it's all touched in the corners, inside of it should be 50, which is exactly half. But 7, if in fact, if, as you would see, there's 5 blocks, And 5 times 1.4 would be 7. 7 times 7 is 49. So Tosafot says it's not exact, but it's as close as you're going to get. So anyway, once you get to the 9.8, which is the diagonal of the square, which is 7 by 7, according to pi, which also is lav dafka, we're not going to say it's exact because it'll make us too confused, and the Gemara doesn't. Rather, it just says pi, the Gemara says is 3, and therefore 9.8 would be able to give us the exact measurement, as the Mishnah Berurah says, of 29.4, or 29 2/5. And nonetheless, it is possible that a person can have a sukkah, which it does not actually have corners, can have a circle, and just as long as it's within the length and width of Shiva Shiva, 7 by 7 tvachim, you now have a kosher sukkah.